Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. Here's today's message.
Hello and welcome to a special broadcast. I will be reading my Facebook post dated November 25th, 2019. The subject, God's Grace Made Me. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, it says this, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." Have you ever felt like you don't belong, a misfit? If so, let me encourage you with the above verse. Over the years, there have been many times when I personally felt the same way. Now, I can hear the thoughts of some of you out there. You, Pastor Dan? No way. You walk in such confidence. Oh my goodness. Please hear me out, my friends. My confidence does not come from me, but through the grace of God to whom I belong. I'm totally serious. My confidence comes from Jesus. I have felt out of place, like I don't belong, that I'm not good enough many times over the years. What has transformed my life is the grace of God. It can and will change your life as well. Now, let's take a closer look at the scriptures, and this will help us all. The Apostle Paul wrote this verse that we just read, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." He was writing about how different he was from all the other apostles. They had walked with Jesus. They saw him. They felt him. They experienced his ministry on earth while he was here. The apostles were with Jesus. Now, let's take a look at the verse before 1 Corinthians 15:10. So we're going to look at verse 9. "For I am the least worthy of all apostles. I shouldn't even be called an apostle at all after the way I treated the church of God." Listen to him. "I am the least worthy of all apostles. I shouldn't even be called apostle." Paul calls himself the least of the apostles. Remember, this is written through inspiration of God. It's from the Word of God. Therefore, it's through inspiration of God that Paul wrote this. The statement truly comes from Paul's heart. Now, my heart personally says, "Paul, you're great. There's no way you're at the least. There's no way." However, Paul says he isn't worthy to be called an apostle because he persecuted the church of God. Paul even makes it known to the world that he felt he was the worst of the worst. 1 Timothy 1:15 says this, "How true it is, and how I long that everyone should know it, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Now listen, "and I was the greatest of them all." The Apostle Paul is letting us all know that he himself at times felt this way. "I don't fit in." Then you look at his life in the Word and you see that he was the hardest worker of any of the apostles. Listen, Paul wrote almost 30% of the New Testament, as well as traveled to more of the world than any other apostle of that time had traveled. How does Paul seem so strong, confident, when we see that he himself dealt with an inferiority complex? He did what many others and I have done, and that is to see yourself through grace, God's grace. When Paul wrote, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am," it was his recognition that everything that made him who he was is by that grace. It was by God's grace that empowered him to see beyond his weaknesses. So rather than focus on the fact that he was different from the others, Paul continued by saying, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." He proclaimed that God's grace was the key to his transformation. I'm telling you, my friends, it is the key that has worked in my life as well. The word grace here is the Greek word charis, which denotes the empowering presence of God. Paul was different from the other apostles, but because of God's grace, he was mightily anointed and perfectly gifted for the call to reach the Gentile world. That's us. And although Paul had no earthly experience with Jesus as the other apostles did, he was no less an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul had to come to the place, as we all must, of surrendering his feelings of inadequacy and accept the fact that he was what he was by the grace of God. Today, I want to tell you to stop beating yourself up. Stop comparing yourselves to others. Stop seeing yourself different just because you're a little different from others. You may not have realized it, but if everyone were alike, it would be a miserable world to live in. Your differences make you unique, my friend. According to Scripture, you are amazingly and wonderfully made. No matter how you came to this world, okay? No matter how you came into this world, God says you are amazingly and wonderfully made. Even if you have parents or a parent that said you were a mistake, wasn't planning you, don't allow that to affect you. The Father, he knows you personally, and you are wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14 says, "I will give thanks to you because I have been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this." God made you with certain characteristics and personality traits because you need them for the assignment he has planned for your life. So my friend, rather than struggle with yourself or put yourself down for being different from others, it's time for you to claim 1 Corinthians 15:10. It's time for you to declare, "I am what I am by the grace of God." Come on, say it. "I am what I am by the grace of God." Come on, believe it. "I am what I am by the grace of God." I want you to see it. "I am what I am by the grace of God." Now live it, Mighty One, because you are who you are by the grace of God. Come on, I love you much, world changer. Come on, you can do this. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. To hear more encouraging messages just like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. If you love what you received, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends and family. For more great content just like this, visit PastorDanMcCluskey.com.